Hello, friends. I haven't been feeling well for the last 2 months. And in that period of time, I've spent 12 days in bed. And then when I did get out of bed, I just went from my bed to the couch. And after that passed, I just struggled with really fatigue, where I wasn't able to get through the day without having a nap or lying down. And that's where I stand right now. And so that's why there hasn't been too many new videos on this channel. And because I've been lying in bed and haven't been able to do much, it's given me a lot more time to think and to pray. And I've come to a deeper realization that we live in a health-obsessed world. So I'd like to share with you three insights that have come to me during this time of being sick. Number one, sickness is a dress rehearsal for death. You know, each one of us is going to die. We don't know when, we don't know how, but typically there's some suffering that precedes somebody's death. So the question I've been asking myself while being sick is, do I suffer well? Do I embrace my cross with joy? Do I offer my suffering in reparation for my own sin, for the sin of my family, and for the sin of the world? Do I have a consolation knowing that by offering my little cross to Jesus, I can do great things for God? I can impact eternity. Or do I complain about my suffering? Am I agitated? Is my peace being stolen? Am I continuously obsessing about getting healthy, about getting better? No, I'm not suggesting that we don't go to a doctor and we don't take their advice. But after we've done those things, which is prudent, we have to leave the outcome to God. Because, you know, it's possible to obsess about our health to the point that it actually prevents us from living. Jesus said in Matthew 16:25, "For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." We are living in a time of self-preservation. Think about what's happened in the last year and a half. People have isolated themselves from friends, from family, from their church, from their community, all in the name of trying to save their life. And I think some of us have done that to the point where we've actually lost our life. If we are greatly agitated in our sickness or in the thought of potential sickness, then this is a real good indication of how we're going to die. Because as we live, so shall we die. So during this time, the last 2 months, I've been sick, and I feel like God has been really merciful to me because He is allowing me to practice dying. In one sense, it's a dress rehearsal. Number two, the purpose of our life is to be holy, not healthy. God has given us our bodies, and we need to look after ourselves. But for what purpose? For what end? Simply to optimize our health? No. The purpose of our life is to be holy and to glorify God in all things. When we have a healthy body, it gives us the opportunity to perform our duties well and with excellence, which is the primary way that we grow in holiness outside of prayer and the sacraments. So our duties are so important. And when we have a healthy body, we're able to do that. Now, here's a little secret. At the time of this recording, I'm 45 years old. We have 6 children. Our oldest is 10, so the youngest is just over a year. So that means, friends, I'm going to be an older dad. So I feel like I have a responsibility to my family and to my children to stay healthy. And so this is why I watch what I eat. This is why I try to work out and exercise regularly. I want to be healthy for my family because I want to serve them. And this is the primary way that I also glorify God and grow in holiness outside of prayer and the sacraments. I'm not trying to optimize my health. I'm trying to glorify God. But when we're sick, we're also afforded the opportunity to grow in holiness and glorify God. It gives us the opportunity in an accelerated way to detach from the world. We can also offer our sickness for reparation for sin of the world, for our own sin, to glorify God. So whether we're sick or whether we're healthy, we have the opportunity to glorify God and live the purpose of our life. Because God didn't place us on this earth so that we would have a perpetually healthy body. The purpose of our life is not health, it's holiness, that we would glorify God in all things. And we can do that whether we're sick or whether we're healthy. Number three, our identity does not come from what we do. Because I haven't been feeling well, I haven't been able to help out around the house in the ways I normally do. As a result, I sort of feel useless. And I don't like that. And then I haven't been able to do the work that I normally do, like serving you with YouTube videos. I have all these ideas and these series that I want to do, but my body is just not allowing me to do that. And so again, I feel a little bit useless. So here's the error that I have made during this time. If our identity comes from our work, then our successes go to our head and our failures go to our heart. One of the biggest lies the world will tell us is that if you can't do much, you aren't worth much. Now let's turn our gaze to Jesus. During his public ministry, there was times where Jesus was very productive. He was healing people. He was preaching to people. He was casting out demons. And then there came a point in his life where he was crucified, pinned to the cross. And he wasn't able to do the things that he used to be able to do. See, that's what our crosses do. They don't allow us to do things that we used to be able to do. And how did Jesus respond? Well, he didn't fight his cross. He embraced it. He fulfilled the will of God. But at the very end of his life, he says something. He says, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." In order to be able to say Father, one has to know they are a son. You see, Jesus knew his identity. He knew he was the beloved of his heavenly Father. And from that identity flowed out everything he did. That's the solution for us. We have to know we are the beloved of our heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. This happens by the power of grace that we receive at baptism. At baptism, we become a child of God. Jesus heard those words at the Jordan, "You are my beloved son, with you I'm well pleased." By the power of grace, Jesus welcomes us to occupy that same place that he has in the heart of his heavenly Father. With you, God is well pleased. You see, if we do not know our identity, we will be insecure. And insecure people hurt people. Jesus was not insecure. And so that's my lesson. To stop trying to find my identity in my work, in what I have, and what I do, and find my identity in Jesus Christ. Friends, thanks for watching. If you'd like to get all our videos emailed to you, head over to catholicspeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. And a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for everyone. So thank you so much for your monthly support. Now, if you'd like to join our team and help us proclaim the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world, the link for Patreon support is at the end of this video. We do need help, so thank you for your consideration.